Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm number 41 together. We're going to read it twice. We're going to read it first in the New Living Translation and we're going to read it for the second time in the New American Standard Bible. So join with me as we read this. It's a Psalm of David, Psalm 41. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them when they are in trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity in the land and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. O Lord, I prayed, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. But my enemies say nothing but evil about me. How soon will he die and be forgotten, they ask. They visit me as if they were my friends, but all the while they gather gossip. And when they leave, they spread it everywhere. All who hate me whisper about me, imagining the worst. He has some fatal disease, they say. He will never get out of that bed. Even my best friend, the one who I trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Make me well again so that I can pay them back. I know you are pleased with me, for you have not let my enemies triumph over me. You have preserved my life because I am innocent. You have brought me into your presence forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. And now we read the same psalm again, that's Psalm 41, but this time we read from the New American Standard Bible. Blessed is the one who considers the helpless. The Lord will save him on a day of trouble. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive. And he will be called blessed upon the earth. And do not turn him over to the desire of his enemies. The Lord will sustain him upon his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to health. As for me, I said, Lord, be gracious to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die and his name perish? And when he comes to see me, he speaks empty words. His heart gathers wickedness to itself. When he goes outside, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. They plot my harm against me, saying, a wicked thing is poured out upon him, so that when he lies down, he will not get up again. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you are pleased with me, because my enemy does not shout in triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you place me in your presence for ever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. So this is Psalm 41. It starts off by saying, blessed is the one who considers the helpless. The Lord will save him on the day of trouble. That the Lord will sustain him on his sickbed. And it seems from this psalm that David himself is on his sickbed. I've been unwell recently and I had to use a walking stick for about a month. And it was really difficult to get about and to get out of the house. And I remember just feeling really sorry for myself on my sickbed because there wasn't too much that I could do. I do quite an active job and I meant to be up and out and going around and seeing people. And I just couldn't do those things. And when we're on our sickbed, we feel this anxiety that we should be doing something. Maybe it's boredom, maybe it's worry, maybe it's anxiety, but we just want to get out and go and do something. Do the normal things of life. And we see that frustration here with David. He's seen other people on their sick beds who have got better. He knows that the Lord looks after people who are helpless, that he looks after the ones who look after others. He knows that's what God does. And so towards the end, he says, Lord, be gracious to me. I know you're pleased with me. My enemies haven't triumphed with me. I'm just sick. Uphold me. And it's good to pray when we're not well, to reach out to God for help. Lord, I've seen you heal others of this. Heal me too. Lord, I know that you are able to heal and deliver. I want to see that healing and I want to see that delivery for myself. David here also starts talking about the people that seem to be his friends, but as soon as he was unwell, it seemed that they weren't his friends anymore. And this happens a lot, not just when we're unwell. Maybe we move and people who were close friends suddenly don't seem to be able to make the effort to stay in contact with us. Maybe we're sick and we're not able to make it to sports activity, exercise, to a social gathering that we used to go to. And rather than being kind and generous, it seems that people are looking down on you because you're ill. It happens. And so in verse 10, after talking about these people who have been talking badly about him, even his close friends, in verse 10 he says, but you, Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. Now, does he mean by repay them that he wants to get vengeance on them, that he can pay them back? I don't know that it does. I don't think that fits in with some of the other Psalms. It may be that he wants to talk to them and say to them, you did not treat me well and you should have. And that would be a harsh rebuke to get from someone who is your friend and also a king, as we know David goes on to become a king. I think he wants to let them know what they've done. And I think he wants people to be like the people he talks about at the beginning, when he says, oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. And he wants to say to them, when I was poorly, you were not kind to me. You need to be kind to the poor. He's seen something in his friends he doesn't like, and hopefully recognised something in himself as well. So when we're ill, let's call out to God. When it seems our friends are failing us, let's be honest and talk to them about it. Because we want to see our friendships bloom and bring us closer to God. And so by the end of the psalm, David says, praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. David goes from being upset about his friends to recognizing that the Lord, who is the one who looks after those who are kind to the poor, the one who can rescue him and have mercy on him, the one who can heal him and forgive him, he gives him praise. He focuses on the Lord. He calls out to him. And all the other things, are they still happening? Are his friends still abandoning him? Well, yes. But he's got the Lord with him, and that gives him reason to praise. So I encourage you, tell the Lord how you are feeling. Talk to your friends gently and lovingly and correct them. And be ready for when your friends are going to correct you. And trust in the Lord, who lives from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.